Many of you have asked for it, and so I spent some of my paternity leave creating it, an introductory Stoicism course. The best part? I've launched it using Gumroad's Pay What You Want model. So if you want to pay $0, you can get the course for free. That's right, free. Learn more and enroll in the course by going to understandingstoicism.com. That's understandingstoicism.com.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often, so stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. shopify.com/practical.
Good morning, Prakaptan. I hope you are well. Today we are covering Meditation 23 from Book 5 of Meditations, but as you can probably hear, I'm a bit sick. I have been for a couple of days, so please bear with me, and I hope by Wednesday of this week, I'll be back to sounding like my normal self. A Stoic reminder that we do not control our bodies. Today, I do not control the expression of my voice. A pretty heavy reminder, considering what I do for a living. Here is the meditation we will be exploring today. Call to mind the whole of substance of which you have a very small portion, and the whole of time whereof a small hair's breadth has been determined for you, and of the chain of causation whereof you are of how small a link. Before today's episode, I want to thank Kang Kok Hua for becoming the newest patron of this podcast. If you're not a patron of this show, consider becoming one to get rid of ads and to support my work directly. These reminders may at times seem that I'm prioritizing making money over delivering philosophy. They are, after all, present in every episode, and I've heard some of you complain. But just as the street performer reminds you that he or she accepts coinage in their guitar case, even though they are not charging you for their performance because they have to eat, I too will continue to provide benefit to all of those who find this podcast worthwhile for free. But as both street performers and philosophers must eat, I will kindly remind you of my Patreon-shaped guitar case at the outset of every performance. You can become a patron today by going to stoicismpod.com/members. And now for the ads, after which we will return to review Meditation 23 from Book 5 of Marcus's Meditations, which I am actually just realizing is the 24th meditation of Book 5. Again, I'm sick, everybody, so I'm not 100% today, but I'm giving it my all. Here are those ads.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.
I have used a lot of commerce platforms in the past. By far, the most robust is Shopify. No matter how complex your business needs and no matter how large your business grows, Shopify can handle it. And they do handle it for brands like Rothy's, Ruggable, Allbirds, Knox, Magnolia, Brooklinen, Glossier, and Cotton, to name a few. You may already use another e-commerce platform, and you may be super unhappy with it, but you've already put a lot of work into it, and migrating to Shopify could seem impossible. But I'm here to tell you that it is quite easy. When I migrated to Shopify back in 2022, their apps and tools meant I just had to make a few clicks, and everything was ported over as if by magic. Shopify also lets you design your storefront however you like, which, from personal experience, I know isn't the case for many other commerce platforms out there. All these features and all this control can result in more sales more often. So stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify today and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/practical, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/practical. Shopify.com/practical.
Welcome back, Prakaptan. And if you're a patron who skipped the ads and the preamble, please forgive my voice today. I've been fighting some travel sickness since arriving back in the UK, but the show must go on. Today, we're diving into Meditation 24 of the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius, which reads as follows. Call to mind the whole of substance, of which you have a very small portion, and the whole of time, whereof a small hair's breadth has been determined for you, and of the chain of causation, whereof you are how small a link. The whole of substance. Substance being capitalized, by the way. Whenever we capitalize an ordinary word in philosophy, it is because we're not talking about the thing that word ordinarily refers to. Substance, to me anyway, in the non-Stoic sense, or at least in the non-this-way sense, brings to mind some sort of semi-gelatinous fluid swirling around in a laboratory flask, like flubber or something. That is a substance, lowercase s. Substance, uppercase S, in this text anyway, is referring to the substance, the thing that is present in variable densities in all things, the thing we call logos. Or, alternatively, Marcus could be talking about the divine breath in general, the pneuma, but I think he's talking about the logos. Which of these two things he actually means, whether he's talking about the logos or the pneuma, is not entirely important to understanding the point he's trying to make in this meditation. And you Carl Sagan fans out there may recall one of Sagan's more famous refrains, "We are star stuff." Or, for a bit more context, a fuller version of that quote is, "The nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, and the carbon in our apple pies were made in the interiors of collapsing stars. We are made of star stuff." Sagan and Aurelius are making a similar point, academically anyway, that the ingredients within us are the same ingredients in everything else. The universe's objects are made up of the universe's raw materials. And if that's true, which it obviously is, then whether we are rocks, people, or tardigrades floating out in space, we're tied together by a similarity in constituent bits. Of course, Sagan and Aurelius are not saying the exact same thing. Marcus is saying that you're part of what he would think of as God. You have a share of that divinity, of that divine phenomenon. In addition to that, you have only a sliver of time to enjoy that gift, as nearly 100% of all the time in the universe has either already passed or will pass after you've died. And then lastly, kind of dismally it would seem almost, Marcus wants you to know how little you have to do with most of what's happened and most of what will happen, because you are but a single tiny link in the chain of causation. And this chain has many bifurcated runs, and you don't get to participate in all of them. You can't, functionally. So you're part of God. You've got only a cosmic second to appreciate that fact and to do what you can do with such a heritage. And finally, no matter what you do, it isn't going to change much because you're fairly insignificant in the grand scheme of things. Okay, Marcus, thanks for that. Let's see what that does for all of our general anxieties around death, dying, career, and life purpose. Are you trying to bum us out? I can absolutely see how it would seem that way, but what Marcus is actually trying to do is not bum us out, but psych himself up. Remember, Meditations is a journal, not a newspaper article, not a Dear Abby advice column. He wants to remind himself that he's a small portion of the divine, probably so that he can more easily accept that there is so much he doesn't know, and to feel empowered as a part of God. He also wants to remind himself that there's little time left for him, and it will be gone before he knows it. And finally, he wants to remind himself that he is a tiny link in both a pile of disconnected and interconnected causal chains, and that he has only a bit of influence over how the world turns out and what happens in it. What if you were to say something like this to yourself every morning? What if every morning you were to stand in front of your mirror before brushing your teeth and say, I'm going to die soon enough, but for now at least, I am alive. I am a portion of an entire cosmos contained in a single human body, and that's pretty incredible. And lastly, I'm powerless to control a lot of things about the world, almost all the things about the world, but I'm not without the very real ability to control my choices and to influence some of what happens in the world through those choices. What if you said that to yourself every day for a week? And that's not a rhetorical question. I actually want you to do this for the next week. I want you to wake up every morning and say that exact thing to yourself, looking yourself in the eye through your bathroom mirror. More than that, though, I want you to spend the rest of that day, every day this week, reminding yourself of those things that you said, and acting as if you really believe them and that they really matter to you. And I'm asking you to do this because so often with life philosophies, we expect the philosophy to do the work for us. We expect that we'll read some really compelling text that will blow our minds and force us to act in no other way than in the way our philosophy has suggested we should. I think, therefore I am. Wow, compelling. Carpe diem. Oh my goodness, of course I'll seize it. Who wouldn't? Dichotomy of control. Live according to nature. 100%. I love nature. I'm a stoic now. But that's not really how it works. These words are only useful to us if we put the ideas they convey into meaningful practice. Do you conceptualize God as the universe and as nature? And if you do, do you really feel grateful for that? Do you really realize your limited time on this earth? Do you truly realize your limited power and influence? Do you actually want to be the best version of yourself? And do you actually want to pursue the knowledge of how to become that version of you? Reading these old texts, or listening to this podcast 3 times a week for that matter, might make you feel like you're being a good stoic. But reading isn't practice. And practice is the only thing that walks us down the path of progress, the path of the Prokopton. If you're not practicing, you're not walking. You're just reading about how to walk while sitting on a rock, daydreaming about how well you know how to walk and how great life is going to be once you start walking. But first, you've got to read just a little bit more about walking. Moving forward from this episode, I'm going to start providing homework at the end of most episodes. You have been listening to Practical Stoicism for almost 2 years now, so you know the drill. You know more than enough to start truly practicing if you're not already doing so. You're chasing a virtuous character. That's the point. So let's get walking so we can start running, so we can die as close to sagehood as possible, and so that all the more people and nature will benefit by our existence and effort. Thanks for listening today. Remember, you can get rid of ads and support my work directly by going to stoicismpod.com/members. If you've got suggestions for this Friday's discussion episode, please email them to me via Tanner@nosages.com. Until next time, thanks again for listening and take care.